Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. I don't know if I've been scammed or not, but it said that I was you could sign on that Amazon had an overabundance. They didn't continue a contract with KitchenAid or something, and they had a overstock. And if you apply, you know, if you answer a few questions, you'd be eligible to like maybe win a KitchenAid mix thing. And so I did it. And it came to the part where I put the credit card information in, and it said, because you had to pay $2 for shipping or $2 for something. And I went to put it in, and it said, put another credit card in that one's expiring soon, which is September of 2022, this September. So if they're doing it now, what should that matter? So I became alarmed. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure why it would decline the card, but I do have the ability to check here for you, see if I can pull up any
Now, is
reason
this
on
for
my end
real?
or
Is this a for real? Is this a for real thing? Like, is this for real or what?
it sounds like you're trying to do a sweepstakes entry of some sort,
That's what
but
it is. It
the
was a
specific
sweepstakes
details.
entry. It was a sweepstakes entry for let me see. Where is it? The KitchenAid sweepstakes. And it said that I did it. I got it. First they gave you a chance to pick the box. It was empty. Then you get to pick another box. You get another try. I don't know if you keep going. If everybody's a winner, I don't know how it works, but it got it. So I said, okay. The only thing is you had to pay $2 for some kind of shipping fee or something. So here it is, KitchenAid. It's trueproductsforless.com. KitchenAid sweepstakes, trueproductsforless.com. I don't know.
The exact terms of service would be available there on the order form. I'm not exactly sure without having it pulled up myself, but let me try to search here for you. What is the zip code you would have entered?
08872.
And your name?
Darlene Chisoli. Here's a picture of the KitchenAid. And I'm like panicked. I don't care if I get it or not, but I don't want to get scammed at it. You know what I mean?
I understand that.
Well,
Running the zip code you provided, I don't pull any attempts in our system here.
Where am I calling? This was the number at the bottom over here that it said to call. It says order now, and then it said secure orders are processed through a very secure network. Your credit card information is never stored in any way. We respect your privacy. True Products for Less. All rights reserved. Customer service 855-756-5736. That's the number that I dialed and I got you.
Right, yeah. So I work for a third-party call center. I service customer support for roughly 200 or so different online vendors.
Okay. Well, this is True Products for Less. True Products for Less.
Yeah. So under that zip code, I don't bring up any attempts today or your name at all. Had you been billed anything on your bank account, I mean?
I was using a MasterCard, and it wouldn't take it. It kept rejecting it. It said here, every time I hit order now, it said card about to expire. Please enter a different card. And like where the credit card is, it goes like in a yellow box, like it lights up like they want a different card. And it's like, no, you're not getting a different card. You got this one, and that's the one you're getting. Period. That's it. It ends there. I don't care if you don't like that it ends the end of September. That's too bad. You're doing it today, so why do you need to have a card that's, you know what I mean? Like, no, that's purposely why I use this card, too. It's like, no. Mm-mm. This one's got the lowest available balance, so that's why I chose to go with this one.
I definitely understand that.
Mm-hmm. Just in case there was something, you know, wrong going on.
I'm not able to pull up anything with the zip provided. I mean, I can try to run the card's last four numbers just to be sure. But the exact terms of the service are located on the order form. If you're not wishing to input any other payment method, I understand that. But I'm not able to get any order to go through on my end.
Well, you don't even have an order there, right? You don't have anything there.
Under the zip code you provided, no, it's not pulling your name. It's not pulling any attempts on this date.
Right, 08872.
Yeah.
That don't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling. Okay. Well, let me see if I go back what it says. Kitchen Hay Tilt Melt Mixer. You have today's winner. Congratulations. I'm just looking to see. Every Thursday, we choose 10 random users, giving them the chance to win fabulous prizes. Today's the KitchenAid Pro. There will be 10 lucky winners. Yeah, okay. I didn't read that part. You only have 1 minute and 16 seconds to participate. Hurry, the number of prizes is limited. And then it asks the questions and blah, blah, blah. So I have to say that it's probably BS. I don't know. Maybe it's not, but I'm not. If you can't pull it up, then I have to say that it's not good.
I understand that. It sounds like basically what you're trying to do is a sweepstakes enrollment, but
yeah.
I would strongly suggest to take a look at the terms there before you decide to try the payment method again. And I mean, I refreshed the page here. I still haven't pulled up anything for you.
Okay. Interesting. What is it, G? Okay, just wait 1 second, G. All right. Well, I'm taking a look and whatever. And I'll see what happens. But at least the number they gave here is legit, right? That's a good thing. At least that makes
yes,
me feel good.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. You'll always be able to get somebody on the line here. We're open 24/7.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you very, very much. And I can't even find it now. I like X'd out of it, and now I don't know where it is. So, oh, God. All right. Well, thank you very much. And I'll just let this go by and whatever.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. No problem. And I thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.